So today we are going to travel to Lytle Creek. Lytle Creek has three major environmental issues that are affected by it often: flooding, earthquakes, and fires. This last year in August, they had a fire called the South Fire. It affected several of the homes and some outbuildings. Not everybody was hurt, thank God, and they were able to sustain it after a period of time. Additionally, they've had at least two earthquakes this past year, and it has, as in general, over 11,000. It is expected to have a big one, and it will affect the rest of our area. It also has flooding issues after the fire, and due to rain, it has rock slides potential. So it is an area that can be damaged or at least be affected by the environmental issues. Lytle Creek only has a population of 837. Last year it had evacuation warnings. The earthquake did not do any damage, thankfully, but many people felt it all the way down to Los Angeles. Even a Bonita Falls hiker was found in recent, so it's been in the news quite a bit. Where is Lytle Creek? Well, it's, if you go to Fontana and near the 15 freeway, there is an exit called Sierra, and you can take that, and then it turns into Lytle Creek Road, and it goes in this winding path into this beautiful area with mountains on either side, with a creek running to the left of it. It has a lot of beautiful little spots, and there are vacation points, camping, there is hiking trails, there's falls, and they have several places to view that's really pretty. They also have 59% are Caucasian, 35% Hispanic, 3% Asian. The median income is $71,000. The Serrano Indians migrated from the mountains to Lytle Creek in the summer where it was cooler. And after the Mexicans came, ranchers arrived, Mormons came next to establish settlements. The Mexican-American War came to an end, and Captain Lytle posted camp hunting and fishing. That's how the town got its name, from him. Then farmers came and the Serranos stopped living there, and for a period of time, gold fever broke out, creating Texas Point Mine, which is no longer in operation. You can actually see scars from the mine on the way into the town. Later came the Mason Henry gang, who stole horses. Two resorts rose up, Mountain Lakes Resort and Green Mountain Ranch. Mountain Lakes was owned by Silas Glenn, who gave it to his son-in-law, not his sons. As a result, an altercation broke out and the sons were shot and killed. Bullets can still be seen in the front door. The town is made up of three small cities: Scotland, Tally's, and Happy Jack. And San Bernardino Forest composites 200,000 acres in Lytle Creek and houses a ranger station. It's considered, as its motto, small but mighty and full of beauty and adventure. So, Father God, we pray for the points of interest that are there. The Mountain Lakes Resort, which at last we saw that was closed at the time, we pray that it's able to get back up and provide all sorts of fun for the different people. It is a membership-only place. We do pray, God, that people are able to go back. They did have a lot of good activities for people to enjoy, for RVs and for campers. We pray for the Green Mountain Ranch to be restored. Melody's Place Bar and Grill, it's the last place that's a restaurant there. It's still standing. It's small. And we pray for safety at the Lytle Creek firing range. We lift up their fire issues. We pray that, God, that they would be protected from any fire, especially from people throwing a cigarette or something of that nature. We pray about the earthquakes, God, that it's 99% chance of a major earthquake within Lytle Creek within the next 50 years. Oh, and they've had 14,000 since 1931 earthquakes. And we pray, God, that we will all be prepared that live in San Bernardino County and live near the faults to be able to handle and manage the earthquake. We pray for very little people hurt from it, but we do pray, God, that you will help people come together over it. We pray for the flooding and rockslide issues to subside. We pray that you will bless the ranger station. They have a nice little trail there for people to view and to learn about the environment. We pray for their current COVID cases to be diminished. They only have a couple at the moment. We pray about the crime to diminish. A crime occurs there every 6 days. So they got a D minus for violent crime, B minus for property crime, and F for other crime. The highest ratings are drug crimes, which are apparently near one of the trailer parks, has a lot of people that have either have struggles with drugs. There's also 17% at drugs and 9% vandalism and 5% assault and 4% burglary. So God, we pray for all of these statistics to decrease. We pray for more drug busts, that our people become transformed by the power of the gospel. There is no church proper in this area, but there is a place called Casa Kairos, House of, I'm not sure what the Kairos means offhand, I can't remember. However, it is a place where they help youths try to get back, and they open it up to churches to use their building on the weekends. So God, we pray for not only this place, but we pray for families to connect and to have Bible studies, to have a community center that's open to praying together for the crime and the issues that they have, maybe a Bible study to happen there. And we pray for intercessors to arise and to pray for the city and for the people who live there, to be bold in sharing their faith with one another and to be able to see you begin a revival here that flourishes into the city of Fontana, which is the fastest growing city in San Bernardino County and probably will exceed all the cities in the county very soon. God, we thank you for this little town called Lytle Creek. And we pray you would bless it in the name of Jesus.